AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In his address to the United Nations General Assembly, President Biden says the U.S. is not looking for another Cold War.
Our security, our prosperity, and our very freedoms are interconnected, in my view, as never before. And so, I believe we must work together as never before.
Biden didn't mention China by name. He says the world stands at an inflection point, and the nations of the world and their leaders have to work together on coronavirus, climate change, and other issues. In Del Rio, Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott accuses the Biden administration of not being capable of processing all the Haitian migrants gathered at the border with Mexico.
The only thing that they've shown is an incapability of dealing with this crisis candidly in a way where they pretend it doesn't even exist. And we're here to tell you, it exists, it's total chaos. And the Biden administration, they need to up their game big time.
The U.S. has increased expulsion flights back to Haiti for those near Del Rio. Some of those Haitians left their country more than 10 years ago. The House is expected to vote sometime today on a temporary spending bill to fund the government, provide federal disaster aid, and suspend the government's debt limit. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
The reckless taxing and spending spree that Washington Democrats are assembling behind closed doors would put more debt, more borrowing, and more inflation on the shoulders of American families.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren.
For the United States government to back up on those promises, to break those promises, would have catastrophic effects all around the world. The United States pays its bills.
The government will technically run out of money on the 30th of this month, risking the chance of default. The temporary bill would fund the government through December 3rd. This is AP News. The FBI has confirmed that the human remains found along the border of Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming are those of 22-year-old Gabby Petito, who disappeared while on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend Brian Landry. A search is on for him in a swampy preserve near his family's home in Northport, Florida. Northport Police Commander Joe Fussell, via an MPPD YouTube, says search teams are using a number of different vehicles and tools to look for Landry.
We have multiple law enforcement partners assisting us in the search. The contingent that they've sent us to assist with is ATVs, UTVs. We have multiple drone operators that have been sent out.
Landry and Petito had been living with his parents at their Northport home before starting their planned road trip in July in a converted van to visit national parks in the West. They got into a fight along the way. Landry was alone when he returned in the van to his parents' home September 1st. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.